Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Samach Beis. As we continue here in the second half of Eilat Treifus, all about the kosher on the non-kosher sides as we go from daf Mem Tes till through daf Samach Zayin, which is the second half, all about the simanim. So yesterday we got into some of the simanim of Ophos. We're up to Amar of Nachman on the last line on Samach Aleph Mem Beis. Just one machlokas I didn't get to. It was mentioned yesterday and today, and it's implicit. There's a machlokas in general, how to read a couple of these sugyas, and how the simanim work together. Rashi seems to say in the top of Amud Aleph yesterday, and a number of other places, Rashi seems to say that for a oaf kasher to be kasher, so or a tahar, so one needs everything, right? All three simanim and dores, right? As the Mishnah mentioned, the three physical simanim and the drisa element, right? One needs a for the bird. One is the etzba yisera, which we've mentioned is not 100% clear what that is. Rashi and the Ramban give their own shatim, and we're not clear lamaisa. It does not fit in to the kosher and the non-kosher chilik that we have, examining our birds, right? Whether it's an extra toe, goes the other way, or it's a bigger toe. The zevek has the, it has a crop, kerkabono niklaf, it has a thick gizzard that the membrane can be peeled off. And the Mishnah started off by saying, kala ofa dores. So Rashi seems to say that you need all of them, even if you have all three simanim, but you need to know that the of is not dores either. And again, it'll come up today. Rova the other is shown in the Ramban writes. The Ramban says that if we look around at our birds, that's not true. Rather, Ramban says many of the birds on the list, on the non-kosher list, right, or the birds that we have kosher, don't have all four. The Ramban quotes are Moshe ben Yosef, and the Rashba quotes, and the Ran quotes, Ramosha ben Yosef, and that is what Rov Rishonim hold, and that is, no, once there are the three Simani Tara, that itself gufa is Eno Dores. Right, once it has all three, so then you could assume, and you know that Eno Doris is achieved, because again, Lamaisa, we don't know exactly what Doris is also. We have the different pshatim of what a Doris bird does. So just keep that machlokas in mind, halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, we're on the last three words. Amar Rav Nachman, Hayabaki Bahen Ubishmosehen. If someone is a baki in them and their names. Again, the machlokas that we just mentioned is going to play a role here. First, we'll go with Rashi's pshat. If somebody's a baki in them, what's in them? Rashi quotes, in the peres and the osnia, meaning the two birds on the list that the Gemara said yesterday only have one simen, but not the same simen. So if somebody's a baki with them, ubishmo sehen, and knows what is a, the names of those birds. So then, of hababa simen echatar. If you know what a peres and an osnia is, and you find a different bird that only has one simen, and you know it's not a peres or an osnia, then you know it's kosher. Because, those two are the only tahar, tame ones that have one simen, but any other bird with one simen, you could assume is tahar. Lo haya baki b'anam b'shmo sayin. But if you were in a baki in them and their names, the peres and the osnia, according to Rashi, b'simen echatame, if you're not a baki, then no, because maybe what you have in front of you is a peres or an osnia, and therefore it would be not, you have to assume that it might not be kosher. The Rashba and others, are bothered by just the lashon of the Gemara. According to Rashi, Hayabaki Bahen, it doesn't specify. It sounds like the statement that Rav Nachman is making, like a general statement. How do you know it's talking about Paris and Osnia? Baki Bahen sounds like it's talking about general animals, right? General birds, not Dafka, Paris and Osnia. And therefore the Rashba says, I like the other pshat. Again, according to Rashi, you have to know, but according to the Rashba, Lo Baki Bakulhu, El Shabaki Paris of Osnia, Sheshla Simenecha Bagufan Levad. That's Rashi. The Aini Yodea. Lama sasam baza. Why would Rav Nachman make such an unclear statement? Vahusha baki bahen ubushbosehen, tabula the memer, vahusha makir, peres vaznia. Right, it would have been much simpler to say if it's talking about those specific birds. Kita amar ihunami, vahababishne simanim tar vushiakar orev, as we'll have in a line. Vimem imbidesha ain peres vaznia mitsuyin. And if you want to say it's because the peres and vaznia aren't so common birds, ain omer vahusha yakir esche ain o matsui. Zeino, the Yeshbachlama Sayamano, the Matamatsriko Shiakar Kolofosatmeyan, all right, the Mosifal of Masriko Bagiz Yeser, Maod, Shiakar Paris Vazni of a Chalashar. When Adoma Shizuachas Manakushios has Sosros as a Pierce Lagamre, right? This is part of the, what was quoted earlier, Rashi's, Pshat against, Rova the other Rishonim, so they have a different understanding of this line of the Gemara as well, and it means that if somebody's a baki in the 24 ophos, and you know which ones have simen echad, so it's a more general statement that is mentioned. Good. There also another question that is asked by the Achronim, and that is, why is it that if you don't know, whatever you don't know, whatever information you're lacking, you have to assume the worst. You have to assume Simen Echad, maybe it's gonna be Tameh. Ask the Achronim, why don't we say, Rov Ofos in the world are Tahar. Right, Rov. Holchanacha Harov. We know the ones on this list are Tameh. All other birds, there are more than 24 categories of birds in the world. So therefore, why don't we say, Holchanacha Harov, as it comes up on tomorrow's daf. So even if you're not a Baki Bohen, you're not sure. He doesn't have dafka, the non-kosher signs, so why do you follow the rope? So there are different answers given. The placey of Yonatan Ibishitz and Simon Pei Gimel in the Simon about Ofo says, well, it's like the Bedikas Hareya. It's shriach that there are non-kosher birds flying around. Even if you want to say that rove are kosher, but it's shriach, and therefore you don't rely on rove when there is shriach. The others suggest, well, maybe that's goof for the mitzvah that we started off this perek with. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be bodek. So that shows you don't rely on the rov. There's a gzeiras hakasav, a mitzvah asay, to check the simanim, to be mekayim, the mitzvah savdala, lahakir, itar, itame. Right, that's the pre-Torah suggests that based on that Rambam and the chinuch, that say that there is a mitzvah daraisa, four mitzvahs daraisa to check. So either way, you don't rely on rov because it's shchiach, or you don't rely on rov because of the mitzvah. The Rivash writes in a tshuva, it's simen kufsa the aleph, similar to number one, but miyad hamatsui. It's rove, but it's a very common miyad hamatzui. Shemiyad hamatzui. Ratzal lomar shu karav lomechsav rugalios. Right? Dumya de miyad hamatzui. Amuskar mimaparshim b'sir chazareya. Even though, you usually go after the rove, tzarech livdok b'sir chazareya, but they show miyad hamatzui. So it's similar to shchiach. Just not in terms of percentages. But either way, that's why. So even if somebody does not have baki, Rav Nachman tells us that, one would have to be choshesh. Continuing the statement of Rav Nachman now, back in the Gemara, Bishnei Simanim, if you find a bird and you don't know what it is, and it has two Simanim, Tahar, Hushayakar Orev, again, as long as you know the Orev, in the raven family, as it's usually translated, right, but as long as you know that it is not the Orev, so then one can assume that it is a Tahar bird. Says the Gemara, Orev Vesulo, you only have to know Orev. As long as you know the Orev, so then you're good to go, and you could assume it was all Tahar. But Vesulo, Vahatanya, but didn't we learn Orev, Ze Orev? Let me know by some of the psukim, right? It's not an exact parallel between Shmini and Re'eh. There are some differences between the lists. But some of the animals also don't have just the animal, it also has let me know, which means that it's a category, right? It's not just the animal itself. So, Orev, Ze Orev, let me know, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Lahavias has Zarzir. It's to include the Zarzir. So you see, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's not just an Orev that has the two, it's a Zarzir, which is also not kosher, which has the two. So how could Rav Nachman say that? As long as you know the Orev, and this is not the Orev, so then it is kosher. Amru lo Rebbe Eliezer, Valo Anshik Far Tamarta Shabi Yehuda Hayochlobo Sabeb Reshish Lam Zefek. But this is just first continuing the Brisa. But what do you mean? The people in Kfar Tamarta, you know, eat this bird, this zarzir, because it has a crop, right? And it lives next to the, and they mention that even though it lives near the Orvin, but they used to eat it. Amalem, he says, yeah, and they're wrong. Afein, asidin litanis adin. Right, they're gonna have to stand the judgment because I think they're included in Orev. I think this is included in that category. Davar Acher, continuing the Braisa, liminehu, lahavi sinunis levana. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, again, lemineu, to include a different kind of bird. The white sinunis. Amru lo v'aloanchi galil ha'el yon ochlemosa mebnei shakar kabano niklaf. There you see the kerb kaban, the gizzard is peelable. Amru lehem afheinas itin litin as a din. Yeah, they too. Right, they're wrong. Meaning, but what do you see from this brisa? That Orev could include other animals, because it says limineu. So if it says limineu, so it can't just mean that you know Orev. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela Orev v'chol min Orev. As long as you're makir, the type of Orev, so then it is okay, and you could rely on the others. Again, all of these dafim, the Rishonim discussed, as we just alluded, these people, why were they wrong? Right, because they only went by one simin? Because, what, if they would have had three simon, it would have been enough? Do you have to also know do-reis? Again, you have to fit it into the pshatim that we mentioned earlier. Orev comes up very early in the Torah, as we know. Right, very early in the Torah, Noach makes an Orev famous. Right, Noach in the in Bereishis sends out an Orev, and mysteriously, what happens to the Orev? We know what happens to the Yonah, but what happens to the Orev? The pasuk tells us in after finally the mabul ended, and Noach wanted to find out exactly what was happening outside. What does he do? He sends out Perek Ches, Vayishalach Es HaOrev, Vayetze Yatzo Vasho Vayivosh Es HaMayim El HaAretz. That's all we know. It went back and forth. Did it come back? Did it not come back? It just says Yatzo Vasho. And then next pasuk, it said it didn't do the job, so Noach sends a Yonah, Vayishalach Es HaYonah. Right, Yatzo Vasho, Rashi says, Holechu Makiv Svivos HaTeva, Velo Halach Bishlichuso, Sheyachoshto Al Bazugo. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Right, he was choshe. Oh, you're sending me out because you don't want me around. Right, the Orev is a mysterious bird. Right, and then it says the Yonah checked, came back. Yeah, came back, and then came out with a Terah Fafiv, and then didn't come back. There are many Midrashim about the Orev. Just read one. The Midrash in Parshas Noach, in Parsha Lamed Gimel. Parsha Lamed Gimel. Pasuk says, Vayishalach Es HaOrev, Hadahu Dechsiv, right, it quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Vayitzi Yatzov Hashov, Reb Yudin B'Shem Reb Yuda, Amar Reb Yisper Simen, Hitchil Meshivo Tshuvos. Amar Lai, Mikol Behema Chaya V'Ov, She'ish Kan, Ein Os, Ein Ata Mishalech El Ali. You have all the animals of the whole world on this boat. You have to send me out for this dangerous mission? You know, no animal has been out there. What do you have to send me for? Amar Lo, says Noach, Matzorech La'olam Becha, Lo La'achila V'lo La'karban. What use is there for you in the world? Right, you're not a kosher bird, and, you know, you're not good for a karban. What use do you have? So, that's the Medrash. Rabbi Brechia b'shem Rabbi Abba Barkana Amar, Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kablu, Sha'asid ha'olam le'tzarech lo. Don't throw him out, Noach. Accept him. Maybe it means don't throw him out. Maybe this was all in Noach's mind. Maybe this was all a conversation and he never sent him. It says Yasov Hashov, but according to this, Hashem says Kablu, accept him, because the world's going to need him. Amar lo emasai, Noach says, yeah, when? Amar lo ad yevoshes hamayim me'al ha'aretz. When is that? And that's the pasuk. When the world, when the land is dried up. Asid tzadik echad, la'amod liyabeshes ha'olam. Who's that? Elio Anavi. Right, there's going to be a tzaddik that's going to bring a drought to the world. Remember when Achav is poking at Eliyahu, and Eliyahu says, yeah, you don't think I can do it? Then he makes a drought. V'ani matzrichalo, and I'm going to need him. Hado d'chsiv, v'ha arvim meviyam lo lechem u'basar ba'boker, v'lechem u'basar ba'arev. The arvim bring him everything that he needs. Eliyahu Navi is brought by the Orev. It's brought by the Orev what he needs. If you remember, we had the Orev discussion earlier in the Masechta. Where did we talk about the Orev? We spoke about how do we know about, all the way back in the first parak, about a mumar. Is a mumar avodizara, a mumar l'chala tarakula? So if you remember, we had this discussion back on Dav Dalet Amid Beis, Hey Amid Aleph. Machlokes Amaram, Shmuel hold, Yisrael mumar l'avodiz kachavim mutar l'echel mishchitaso. You're allowed to eat from hishchita. And we pass on at the end, you're not allowed to. It's a mumar l'chala tarakula. But where do we know this from? So first we wanted to bring a raya from Yehoshaphat, right? Yehoshaphat ate from from Achav, but then later on, we have on the Hayam and Aleph, we have, v'ha orvim mivim lo lechem u'basar avokar, v'lechem basar b'erev, right? Where'd the orvim bring this meat from? It brought it from Achav's table. Achav, the shochem of Achav, they're mumarim. Oh, so maybe that shows that Eliyahu could, you're allowed to. Mumar la nevel, la avodazara is mumar, not a mumar l'chala tarakula. Maybe it was different, al piyad dibur, but that's what we had in our discussion of mumar back in the first parak. There's so much, if we take a step back and think about what we've had in Maseches Chulin, and we're just about not even halfway done. But by Hashem, we're moving. Anyway, so that's the conversation about Orev. Many Mefarshim talk about what the message of this Chazal is. Right? Noach thought that, you know, it's useless. Noach, nothing is useless in this world. Everything is perfect. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a perfect world. Every animal, right, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha, right, Ein lecha she'ein lo zman. Everybody has its time. Everybody has its place. And the connection is made with Eliyahu Hanavi, right? Because Dafka Eliyahu Hanavi also, if you remember, complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, and he was a kanoi, as he's called in the pasuk. He says, "What are these Jews? What's going on here?" Like Noach didn't have the patience, so Eliyahu Hanavi didn't have Eliyahu. Like, what's going on? They're not keeping your treaty, your bris. And what does the Perek HaDeblazer say? They're not keeping the bris. You're going to go to every bris, right? And his for all time. And you'll see that they're keeping the bris. So again, there are parallels between the messages of what exactly the Orev was used then and now. And it's also talk about, there's more in that medrash, but not for now. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara asked the question, Orev has more included. So the Gemara says, yeah, you have to know Orev v'chol min Orev. Amar Amemar, Hilchasa, Of Haba b'simen Echa Tohar, v'hu delo Daris. Right, an oath that has one simen is Tohar, as long as it's not Doris. And the different pshatim of what that meant. Remember, if it lifts up the animal when it eats it, if it eats the animal before it kills it, different pshatim what exactly doris means. So that's what Amemar says, right? Simen echad is okay, even if it's not doris. Rashi here says that Rav Amemar is arguing on what we had earlier. Amemar is saying, "Bahani mili viafilu of habaz." Maybe you're not choshesh, right? And we'll see why we're not choshesh in a second. A very important line. As long as you know it is not daris. As long as you don't know that it is daris. And then Rashi adds, v'nirali, unusual for Rashi, but as we've said, in Maseches Chulin, he paskins a lot about kashrus. V'nirali, shekol of hanosin raglo al ha'ochel, kishu ochlo, umachziko baraglo, shelo yonud v'lo yinotel kulo eitz al piv, hudrisa. If it holds the food with its toes, so it doesn't move, that's drisa. V'kein derech ha'orvim shekdelim babatim. That's what I think Revi Zeshen Omar, koko. Right, so different types of birds. So again, The Rishonim already discussed how Rashi fits in according to their rules, but that is Rashi. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rashi here, and Tosfos argues Vakasha, my tohar. Tosfos says if you find the one simen, you're machatzik of the Torah as long as you know if it's not Doris. My tohar shema orevu sheish lo simani tara. Orev has two simani tara, right? The Uznia and the Paris only has one, but Orev has two. So here, right, it says if it has one simon, it's tar as long as it's not Doris. So the two simonim of Tara, and Orev also has two simonim of Tara. The O, Damashma, the Avi Paris, Vazia, Shlich, Beisha, we'll have to get to that. Venir Ali says, Tosfos, Dehu, Delo, Doris, Klomar, Beoso, Simon, Echad, Hainu, De Ein Doris. No, it means that the simon that you know of is that it's not Doris. Right, that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. Right, Hababas Menecha Torah, but who? And that is Delodaris. Right, that's the simen that you see, and therefore Tosfos reads the Gemara differently than Rashi. The Marsha discusses how Rashi can defend. But anyway, that's Amemar. So Amemar seems to have a kula that the earlier Rav Nachman did not have. It's Babas Menecha Torah as long as it's not Daris. Amar Rashi Amemar. Hadar Rav Nachman Mai. What about Rav Nachman? Amar Lei. Right, Rav Nachman said you have to be choshesh. Maybe it's a Paris and an Uznia. Omar le lo shamyali, klomar lo svirali. No, you don't have to be choshesh. My ika mishem peres v'aznia. What peres and aznia are you worried about? Les nehu b'yishuv. They're not around here. They're in the deserts. So what is that saying according to the Gemara? Even if there's a bird on the other side of the world that might have these simanim, I don't have to be choshesh for it here. Right here in Bavel, as Rav Nachman and Amemar are talking about, yes, even if you know that there is one type of bird on the other side of the world that's in the Midbar, but when you're identifying birds here and you find certain simanim, you don't have to be choshesh for them. So that's a yesod gadol, because that's what we had some Gemaras earlier, that even if there's one exception to the rule out there, but if you could assume it's not here, right, it's not doesn't populate these areas, right, there could be an animal on the other side of the world that has that, but that's not what we have to assume for our normative practice. That's what the Amemar, and remember we had those Gemaras earlier. If you find an animal and it has chopped off hooves, can you check its mouth? If you had chopped off mouth, you know, can you check its hooves? Right? So, again, there's chashos. Is that saying that there's none in the whole world? According to this, what is Amemar saying? Amemar is saying there could be one, but it's not around here. So it doesn't have to be concerned about me for the chashos that I have to have for my eating. Okay, it's an important line. It has it here by Ophos, but again, it could be applied by other types as well. Amar Rav Yehuda. Let's continue. Says Rav Yehuda, Of Hamasaret. An oaf, a bird that scratches. Oaf ha-mesaret, kashal taras hamitzora. You could use it for taras hamitzora. Taras hamitzora requires a tzipor. So what is a tzipor? That's not a specific type of bird. Pashtus, that is a category type of bird. A tzipor, a free bird. So that's the tzipor amar batara. Any bird that scratches is still kosher for taras hamitzora. Vizui sinunis levana, shenechel gober ablezer vechachamim. And this is the sinunis levana, the white sinunis, the ablezer, and the chachamim had a machlokes about. What machlokes? As follows. Amar amemar. Let's read it and then we'll make a comment about saras. Amar amemar. Bechivra kresa. By the snunis that has a white belly. Kuliyam ala pligi desharia. Everybody agrees that the white-bellied snunis is kosher. Ki pligi bidiyaroka karsa. The machlokes is about the yarok. Sometimes means green, sometimes means yellow. Bellied, snunis. Rabbi Eliezer asar. Varabanan sharu. Vechilchasa kribal yazer. So that is one version. Marzutra Masihachi. So the first version was the machlokas is about the yellow bellied one, and everybody agrees by the white one that it's mutter. And Marzutra had a different version. Bidiroka kresa kuliamalo pligi de usser. Where it is yellow bellied, everybody agrees that that's the usser one. That's not kosher. Ki pligi bit the chivra karsa. The white one is the machlokas. Rebel Yezer usser, rabbanan sharu, vehilchsa krabanan de sharu. Either way, we paskin lakula. Whatever the machlokas is about. Bishlam alamanda amar bechivra karsa pligi. If you say that the white-bellied one is the machlokas, hayne detani zui snunis levana. That's exactly what we said before, right? What Rabbi Yehuda said, the ofam asarid is kosher, and this is the snunis levana. It says the white one is the machlokas. Elalamanda amar bediroka pligi. But if you say the machlokas is about the yellowed one, so my zui snunis levana. What does his statement mean? That, you know, this is the machlokas, but the white one, it's yellow. It's not white. So la fuke debati. No, it just means it's white compared to the house snunis, the uchmasi, because they're black. Right? So that, compared to that, is white, even though it's not the whitest one that you can find, out there. The Kesa Mishnah, has a question. Kesa Mishnah discusses that according to the Rambam lists off all the non-kosher birds. Again, feel free to look in the, Rabbi Slifkin books where he talks about that. Some of the birds we're pretty sure what they are. Some of the birds we have no idea what they are. In the list of the 24, but in the beginning of Machalas Asuros, the Rambam lists off all the birds, and the Snunis is not on the list. And the question of Mishnah wonders that according to either of the deos here, the yellow-bellied Snunis is not kosher. Either there's a machlok, either everybody agrees, or there's a, there could be a machlokas about it. So one of them. So he asked the, Kesa Mishnah. The Rama in the end of Machalas Asuros. Simani of Torah lon is parshum in a Torah. Elamana meaning tamei and bilvad. It just lists off the kanan kosher ones. Vishar mina of Torah. All other types of birds are mutter. Hamina asurim ba'arba of Esr min. Right? The medium that are usur are 24 types. And the Rambam just lists them off. Doesn't explain what they are. He lists off the 24 that are listed in the Torah. The Tachmas, the Shachaf, the Yana, the Nates. Right, the coast, the shalach, the yanshuf, tinshames, kaz, racham, list off all of them. And the Rambam says, kalshu baki, this is getting back to what we started off the daf with, kalshu baki beminim elu ubishmo sehen, right, which sounds like he reads it like the other Rishonim, not like Rashi. He's not reading the lashon of, oh, if you're a baki in the Paris and the Uznia. The Rambam says, kalshu baki beminim elu ubishmo sehen, hariza ochel kal of she'eno mehen, ve'eno tzorach b'dika. If you're a baki in these types of birds, and you have a different type of bird, you could eat it, says the Rambam. The of tahar ne'echal b'misores. Right, we'll have to get to that, Be'ez Hashem, soon, at the end of the daf today. But the Kesa Mishnah on there says, v'yim tamar, shaninu od, right, l'mineu l'havi sinunis, l'vana, v'chulu v'chulu. So why isn't the Rambam say that the mashba asem begorad d'chabam pligi der b'lazim b'sinunis, l'matzir shechlo chachamim, ela b'masha amrulo. Continues, he says, maybe it's included, maybe he's arguing on a previous day. Figures out how the Rambam read the Gemara. Good. But either way, it's mutter to use this bird for Taras HaMitzora. We know in the Parshas Tazria Mitzora, where we have the process of making a Mitzora, what makes him Tamei, that's Parshas Tazria, and then what makes him Tahar, that's in Parshas Mitzora. So how does the Parshas start off? The whole section of Mitzora start off. One word. Just make a note about that. Ve'idabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron le'mar. Adam. Kiye bar b'saro. Sabachas v'eisu. Sabachas v'heres v'chulu. Adam. Why is the word Adam used? There are many words for a person. For tzaras. The whole section of tzaras starts off with the word Adam. So just two thoughts. We mentioned this years ago. And I think in the mitzvah shir, the Apirion, right, which is the author of the Kisel Shulchan Aruch, in his commentary on Chumash, so he quotes the Al Shech HaKadosh, who asked this question. Why Dafka did it say Adam? Amai Kara Adam, Shehi Hama'ala Hagadola. Adam is a chashuv way. There are many words that can mean, person. So why Dafka Adon? So Venira Lefiane is diet. He says the Apirion, it appears to me because we know that Negon come for the Chet of Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara in Arachin says in Daf Tezayin, and Rashi quotes it also Al HaTorah. And the question is, Vehikshu, Varigamu Mos Olam Ishbali Lashon Hara Venilkin Benagon. Right? Everybody speaks Lashon Hara in the world, not just Jews. So why do we get Saras? Venira Pashut. Kishar Umos Olam Ein Ha'achtus Vahashlemus Chiyuv Bohem. There's not as much of an expectation and a reality of achdus between the other nations of the world. There's not so much unity, so lashon hara machlokes isn't as pernicious. Yisrael, asher nishmoseinu chelek eloka mima'al, chatzuvos mimakam echad, v'achiyav bonu ahav avishalom. We have the chiyav of avdor echad kamocha. We have a lot of alachas of re'ehu. Hein lein yikim atorah, hein lein yinshardvaram, kinodum afursam. Lashon Hara affects us even more than anyone else because we're supposed to be together. When you have one body, that there's a cut in the body, right? A cut between two different people doesn't affect anything because they're not supposed to be together. But one body is supposed to be together. And as the Gemara says in Yevamos, what's the source that Tumas Meis applies, Machlokas Tanaim, but Tumas Meis applies, let's say, by Jews and not by non-Jews. Atem Kareem Adam, almost all of them Kareem Adam. Adam is the word. Why is the word Adam used? This is pointed out by others, because all the other words in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, for person, has a plural. Ish, Ishim, right? And Anoshim. Adam has no plural. There's no plural for the word Adam, right? But all Gever Gvarim. Right, Adam doesn't have a plural. Klei Yakar writes about this in one of his Sfarim also. Masha'ein kein shem Adam eino baba riboy v'zeh mora al ha'achdus v'hashalom. Atem kruyim Adam, because you have the uniqueness and the unity of Adam, and therefore, if he, a person, speaks like an Adam, speaks lashon hara, v'igrom pirna machlokes, yebar b'saros eis lapachas, v'atakana v'uva, and what's the takana? Go to Aaron HaKohen. Right, the symbol of Achdus, the symbol of bringing back together. So that's one pshat of Adam, that's the Apirion. Here. On the pasuk, Rav Nissen Alpert also in his commentary in the Limud de Nissen, he also discusses why Dafka Adam, and he quotes Shegatan. Right, he says Adam is such a chashuv name, and now you have it by lashon hara, such a lowly. So he says the point of this is not just about somebody gets saras, right? What does it say? VaAdam ki yeh ba'ar b'saras eis achaz o b'heres v'hulu v'huve el Aaron haKohen. You go to Aaron. Meaning it's not about getting saras, it's about what you do after you get saras. It's about you're an Adam by taking the next step of fixing one's life. We all have negaim, right? We all talk inappropriately, and we all make mistakes. We all have negaim. The question is, do we try to purify our negaim? Do we try to remove our negaim? That makes the Adam chashuv. Adam chashuv who kiyev bar b'saro v'hu v'el Aaron haKohen. Oh, alachamim adav haKohanim. Shemechapes refuel in agav. V'kofes atzmo lavo l'koen. Misha tafkidol or apos b'nei yisov midevarim hamizuhamim. Infections. Shemizamim ezrucho. V'zeh Adam chashuv. Zeh o ikar. V'idach zil gemar. B'torah shalpeh v'chulu. And that's the galus of the Adam. Not just that he gets saras, but he tries to remove the saras. And he tries to go to the next step. Okay, so this is a little bit about saras. We had one halacha. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda. Fourth to last line. Tassil, type of Yonah. Pasul mishum torin. You cannot use it for a tor. What do you mean pasul? Tor, if you remember, tor is a bird that's used when it is older. And b'nei Yonah, words that are used when they're younger. We had that at the end of the first parak. When we had all the Mishnayos, what's kasha for this is pasul for that. Vice versa. So a tzil is a type of Yonah. So you cannot use it as a Torah. V'kashim shimnei Yonah. Datzifi, v'torin shal rechava, two other types of birds. Share mishim torin, upsulim mishimnei Yonah. Fine. Mazar, Rav Daniel Barav Katina. Asked from a Mishnah in Meseches Para, says the Mishnah in Para, Kol ha'ofos, poslin mechatos, all birds, if they drink out of the water, the special water that you're going to use for the Para Duma waters, if they drink out of it, they ruin it by drinking out of it. Chutz min ha'yona, mipnei shemotzetzes. Except for the yona, because the yona sucks out the water and there's no backwash. So that's why it doesn't possel the water. We'll get to what the psula is in a minute. But either way, it says yona is the only one. Vim Isa, but if it's true that the tzeel is also a yona, so listen, chutz mi yona v'tzeel. So why doesn't the Mishnah say the tzeel is also not a problem? So I'm Rav Zera, zem motzei sumeki, zem motzei veino meki. No, the tzeel is like the yona in many respects in terms of kashrus, but not in terms of backwash. It does backwash, and therefore it would ruin the mayim. The mechatas. What exactly is the problem here? If a bird backwashes into the mechatas, what ruins it? So Rashi says here, it's considered mayim shenasa bahem malacha. Right? You're not allowed to use anything in the paraduma process that paraduma, right? Not allowed to have malacha done on it. And you're not allowed to use even the water that had malacha done on it. So therefore, this is considered, if it was in the mouth of the bird, and then it went back in, Rashi quotes, v'harehen kemisha nasa bahen malacha. That is Rashi here. If you look elsewhere, Rashi we had back on Daftes. All the way back in the first parak, this also came up. And Rashi there on Daftes Mabeis quoted a different reason, v'is detali taima, Rashi says back on Daftes Mabeis, mishum demayim chayim be'inan. Right, you need mayim chayim. Right, not too many halachas in halacha, the world of halacha, needs mayim chayim. Right, mikvah has many halachas. Mayim chayim, zav. Right, a few halachas need mayim chayim. Paraduma needs mayim chayim. Water, spring water. Spring water. So, it loses its status of mayim chayim. Dechsiv mayim chayim keli sheitichyusan bekli. Sholei male kli zev yara bekli acher. You can't go from kli to kli. It loses the status of mayim chayim. And this is considered kli to kli. It goes from the mouth of the bird back into the kli. And therefore, it's a problem of kli el kli. Other Rishonim just say, no, it's not kli el kli. It's just not mayim chayim. And the Pirush Mishnayos on that Mishnah in Parah, the Rambam says, it's not mayim chayim because it's been in the mouth. You don't have to get onto the mi kli el kli. But either way, this is the halacha. Interesting, Rebbe Elchanan in the Kovetz Biurim, in the end of the second volume of the Kovetz Shiurim, discusses, why isn't there bittel? How much water in this, the bird took a little bit and backwashed a drop, but there's so much. Why don't we say it's batel and it's mayim chayim? Right, why do we have to be worried about this? So if you look in the Kovetz Biurim, in Meseches Gittin, on Daf, on Os Nuntes, Kovetz Biurim Gittin, Os Nuntes, says Rabbi Elchanan, Bittel, and he says, you have to look elsewhere in my writings for where I prove this. And again, we'll have to maybe come back to this later on in this Masechta, when we talk more about Bittel. Shedin Bittel, eino ela, lahorid mehamiyut ez dinav. Bittel removes the status of the miyut, but it doesn't give the miyut the status of the rov. You have to work this out, because we have the principle of chaticha nasa nevela, and we have, the case where there's bittel, and you're allowed to eat all of, right, one treif hamburger got mixed up, sometimes you can eat all of them, but does that mean because the treif became kosher, or because each time you can assume that you're eating the kosher one, and then when you get to the last one, oh, I already ate the treif one. Right, so, lav dafka that it trained, so the Rebbe Elchanan's formulation here is shedin bittel eino ela lahorid meyamir as dinav avolola haalos olav dinim chadashim diilote mahachi, because if not yivatlu miksas hamayim shehikio mipiyam legabe hamayim shebesoch achliv yikachu kol hamayim. Right, you would say bittel. So he says here, fine, it doesn't, bittel just means it doesn't ruin it, but it's not called mayim chayim. So in here you have non mayim chayim water, so therefore it could still be a problem. That's Rabbi Elchanan in the Kovetz Biurim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda the Amora, Hani Kufshani Tzutzione, right, a certain type of bird. Kufshani Tzutzione, Kshirim Lagabe Mizbeach. It's kosher, it is a tur, right, you're only allowed to use tur or Bnei Yona. Those are the only birds that are kosher to be used. There are other kosher birds, there are plenty more kosher birds, but these are the only ones that can be used as a korban. Vehene Torin Shel Rechava. And these, Kufshani Tzitzione, are Torin Shal Rechava. Meisve, we have, a different source, Ezov. There are a couple of halachas that require an Ezov including a mitzora, including the paraduma, ezov velo ezov yon. If whoever you need an ezov, you can't use, right? The pasuk here quoted is from paraduma. You can't use an ezov yon. Right? Why? Rashi v'chol hein min ezov hein el sheyesh lem shem lavai. Right? If you have an accompanying name, it's not called an ezov, so you can't use it. Back to the Gemara. V'lo ezov yon, v'lo ezov kochli, v'lo ezov romi, v'lo midbari, v'lo kol ezov sheyesh lem shem lavai. You can't use an ezov, a hyssop, which has an accompanying name with it. So the problem is here, the kufshani tzutzyane, it has a shem lavai. Right? So therefore, it is a problem, right? So why would you be able to use it, right? We're assuming that just like Azov, you're not allowed to have an accompanying name, so also a Tor, you're not allowed to have an accompanying name. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Kol Shenish Tanish Moko Dematan Torah. If there was an item that had an accompanying name before Maimon Har Sinai, and then in the Torah it says you have to use it Stam, the Hikpida Torah Alav, then obviously Yesh Lo Shem Levi Pasal. The Torah says you have to use an Azov, and before the Torah was given, there was something called an Azov Romi. So now obviously the Torah is saying you can't use an Azov Romi. You only can use Stam and Azov. Vahani, but these by the Torah, Lo Nishtanushman called the Matan Torah. Right, this is these didn't have a specific name before Maimon Har Sinai. So Stam Torah in the Torah might include this. Didn't have a different name when the Torah was given that you have to say, oh, it's excluded. Answer one. Rava Amar, or different, Hani Kufshani Tzitzyane Ba'asrayu Stamakarilu. Kufshani Tzitzyane, you're just called that because they're from Tzitzyane. In the place where they are natural, their natural habitat, they're just called Stam Kufshani, or Stam Torim. Right? They don't have this extra name except outside of their place. Right? So that happens often. Sometimes, you know, in a specific place, when you have a certain rabbi, so in the yeshiva, he's called by his first name, Rebbe Blank. But outside, there are 16 people that have that name. So you call him, you have to call him by his last name. But so here in the place, it's called Stama. Just outside, we use it for identifying purposes. Identifying purposes. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael on Maseches Para, Tiferes Yisrael, which we have to do because there's no Gemara on Para, so the Mefarshim on Para play a crucial role. He asks, so in the place, if it's just the name of the place, so then it's not a problem, because in that place they probably don't call it that. So why is Azov Romi excluded? Right? Isn't that just what? In Rome, did they call the Azov Romi an Azov Romi? So why is that excluded? So explains it to Pharisee Yisrael, it must be that an Azov Romi was called that because it was different, not just because of its place. It must be that that's why it's not the same solution. V'yesh lomar demida kaninan lemin zeh shem lavai shmamina de beshuna bemino mistam ezov lahachi gam b'shas matan Torah. And he even asks, let me just ask this. He says, Rome wasn't even around b'shas maimon har Sinai. Right? Rome, because of what Shlomo did, if you remember that chazal. So what do you mean? So Rome also has the same ezov romi. You should say it wasn't around Pshas Matan Torah, and therefore it doesn't have the problem. So he says it must be that it was different. Shvaminam demishuna bemino mistam ezov. V'lahachi gam Pshas Matan Torah kisher ratzel askir minahu hayimachana lo shem lavai acher. They gave it a different shem lavai. Right? It didn't have Rome. You're right, because it wasn't Rome yet, but it had a different shem lavai, and therefore it would be okay. In Luchin the Chashuke Chemet here again, it's here, but it could be on any daf and shas. Because it mentions Maimon Har Sinai, so that's why this is Maimon Har Sinai here. He has the Shaila. Shaila, there was a Rebbe that came out with a new Sefer, Mazel Tov, and his Talmidim got it, and the Talmidim wanted to make a big party for their Rebbe. The question is it more appropriate to make a party for their Rebbe right when the Sefer comes out, or a couple months later after they get to learn the Sefer and enjoy the Sefer, and then they can make a party, because then it's more meaningful. So he quotes from the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid asks, why do we have Simchas Torah months and months after Shavuos? Shavuos was Maimon Har Sinai. So why don't we have Simchas Torah? Why don't we dance with the Torah on Shavuos? We're exhausted. We stayed up all night. Okay, we'll figure it out. Right? So why not? So Dubna Magid gives a mashal. Obviously, you could have guessed that. Right? Mashal of Bas Melech, there was a daughter of a king. Every mashal either has a king or a rich man. Right? The daughter of a king, a princess. Is the only daughter. The Higiel is Bani Sun. It's time for her to get married. And she says, you know, Dad, I don't want to have one of these nobles that have been known. She's probably marrying me for my money and marrying me who knows for what. I want to find a pashut person out there. Just find me a nice guy. So he sent somebody out to research this, found a Pasha Jew. Find a nice guy, fine. And they made a big party, and they get married. Amazing, wonderful. A few months after the wedding, the chassan, his son-in-law, comes and says to the king, you know, I want to make a wedding party. I want to make a wedding party. I spent so much money on the wedding party. He says, yeah, but the first one, I kept wondering, like, why is she marrying me? Out of all the people, why is she marrying somebody? Maybe there's something wrong with her. Maybe there's something that she's hiding. Maybe, so I didn't have full simcha. But now, a few months later, I realize she's amazing. I realize she has all the milas. So now I want to make a party. Now I appreciate it. So he says, Kach gam b'nei Yisrael. The Dibna Magid says, b'nei Yisrael thought, maybe there's chukim and mishpatim that is hard, that we don't like. But once we saw Derechad Archinoam, and we see the beauty of the Torah, a couple months later, Simchas Torah. So he says, maybe so too here. When the Sefer comes out, maybe that's not the time to make a party. First learn the Sefer. Get enjoyment and get Hanah from it. And then after that, then you can have then you can make the Suda. Okay? How are we going to remember that is from Chulin Samach Beis, right? And not in, Shabbos Peches, where, one might have put it. Okay. Right. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hani Karzi Debei Chilfi. What are these Karzi Debei Chilfi? So Rashi says they're a type of grasshopper. All the other Rishonim, Tosfos says, grasshoppers, we're not talking about grasshoppers. That's not here. We'll get to grasshoppers. Oh, Rav Yehuda? Okay, the same Rav Yehuda. So it could be, but the other Rishonim, Tosfos says, no. It's talking about, but it's not just a question about what the animal is, as we'll see. It's very important, Machlokas. Tosfos says, it's a little bird. Tiny birds. So, Hani Karzi Debei Chilfi, Sharu, U Debei Karabe Asiri. So, Karzi Debei Chilfi are Mutter, and the Bei Karabe ones are Usser. Amar Avina, U Malkina Nalaihu, Mishum Sheret Sa'of. And it's Usser Mishum Sheret Sa'of, because, as, Rashi, I think here quotes the Pasik of Sheretz Ha'of, yeah, Rashi, and Rashi says, it's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadai. Right, that's what Rashi is emphasizing. It's not just a suffix, we're not sure. It's Vadai. But what's the issue here? Shrutzim. What's the definition of a sheretz? There's sheretz ha'of, there's sheretz ha'mayim. How many legs does shrutzim have to have? Does a sheretz have to have four legs? Or could it have two legs? Right, according to the Tosfos, we're talking about tiny little birds here. And tiny little birds, and Tosfos says, it's sheretz ha'of. Right, look at the top Tosfos. Quotes Rashi, and then says, "Ovos ktanim ma'od airi v'shortzin al ha'aretz." So that's a big discussion. The Ramban in Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph Pasach Chaf Aleph, quotes Rashi on the pasuk Sheretz Ha'of. Rashi says, "What Sheretz Ha'of? Hein adakin hanemuchin v'rochshin al ha'aretz." The low animals, the creepy crawlies, we call them. We call shrutzim crawlies. Kigon zvuvim. Vitzra'in v'yitushin. Rashi says, mosquitoes, flies, v'chagavim, and grasshoppers. Those are all called sheretz ha'of. V'einenu nacho. Right? The word of doesn't have to mean bird. Right? Of means things that fly. So if you have a winged animal, it could also be called of, chagavim. We usually say grasshoppers are not birds. You're right, but it could be of. Right? They don't have to match up. So that's what Rashi says. It says the Ramban v'einu nacho netzli. Ki lo yikare ha'of sheretz ba'avur katzno. A bird is not going to be called a sheretz just because it's small. V'lo yishmo of stam b'aver godel gufo. And it's not going to be called, it's not going to go by size. V'ha'ataleif, right, a bat, katan haraglayim, v'rabim mimine ha'arbe, asher raglav gedolim mimenu. V'loma yikra sheretz ha'ofahem. Aval sheretz ha'ofer, the Ramban says, holich al arba. Ki kal of sheyelech al shnei raglayim tzavaro zakuf rosh alamala v'somech alchnafa v'ofe tamid v'lachin yikra of kanaf of stam v'aval bali raglayim hochim nemuchim v'tzavarim v'rosh alamata kishratzim v'lachin yikru sheretz ha'of. The Ramban seems to say two legs, you're an of. Right? Four legs, you're a sheretz ha'of. Right? I ask like Rashi. Look in the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi here on Rashi says no. Rashi says that there's a sheretz in every category. There's sheretz of, there's sheretz dog, there's sheretz behema. He says, shekol min namuch. This is the Mizrahi talking for Rashi. Shekol min namuch, shein gavo kagova haminim acherim, hanachlasim tachas asugahu, kari sheretz, bebdeshu ayoter namuch shebisugo. Sheretz means in every category. Look closely at Rashi. Zvuvim bishkatzim, kagon nemalim, ubebrios kagon choled v'achbar v'chomet. Harishatafas mikol suga namuch shebo. V'lachein, mashton Rashi, mashton Rabban, mi'ataleif, einenataina, adarabba, and he continues. Anyway, this is a discussion, but this Rashi and Tosfos in our Gemara relates to that discussion, because again, it's a machlokas. Are we talking about ofos here, or are we talking about chagavim? Vayter v'amar Rav Yehuda, tsarada shari birada aser. Right, these types of animals. Vasimane, how do you remember? Bar mine. Barada is like bar mine, excluding from this one, and that's the one that's usser. Mirada, sveka. But the mirada is a suffix. Amar of Asi, shmona sveko, saying there are really eight that are svekos that we're not sure exactly of their kashras. Chuva, chuga, suga, harnuga, tushlame, marda, that's the one that we mentioned, kuchilna, ubarnafcha. My svekayu, what exactly is the doubt? Ofos tahorim, right? Kosher birds, kerkabana niklav, can be peeled. Vitzmeyane and kerkabana niklav. Non-kosher ones cannot. Vani kerkabanon, niklav bisakina. These can be peeled with a knife. Not so easy to peel. So we're not sure. Fahahi bar avza davi be mar shmuel. 1 second. There was a certain goose that was by bar shmuel. Dala become maklav kerkabane. It couldn't be peeled. Fahosve bishimsha. And they put it in the sun to make it soft. Give it the rafi yiklav. Then it was peeled. So you see, even if it's difficult to peel, maybe it's still kosher. So what if you need a knife? It's still kosher. Hasam ki rafi ikla biyade. No, still there, even after you put it into the sun. You can still do it manually. Ha chavagav derafi lo mikla vela basakina. Here you still need a knife, so it's a suffix. Period. On this line of the Gemara is a very famous Rashi. Again, we don't have time to go through it, but this is the big discussion of turkey, which Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim say is kosher. You have some Yechidei Skula that say not, but others, it's a big discussion. Again, 200 years ago. The Elif Lachash Shlomer, Shlomo Kluger, was asked about the, I'll just read you the question. Read you the question, because we don't have time. Says the Shlomo Kluger in Yoredea Kuf Yud Beis, Benidon Ha'ofos Haboy Min America. That's his question. Right? Did it originally from America? But either way, he discusses the, and again, it's hard also because a lot of the evidence, you have to know exactly what the birds, the past couple hundred years, are they talking about turkey or hens or, the Metzius is very hard to know exactly. Lemaisa, according to almost all the poskim say, whatever happened at the beginning, right now the Masorah is to eat it. Right now, that's the Masorah. So even if one wants to say, oh, it's not in the Masorah, maybe that was a problem for the first generation Jews who ate turkey. But now, there's a Masorah, right? But this is Rashi. This is what Rashi says right here on this, actually it's on the next line. Let's continue for a moment. The Rashi is on the next line. Continuing, Amar Abaya, Tarnagola, Da'agma, Chad, Mishmona Sveikosu. Right? The Tarnagola of the swamp is one of the eight Sveikos, who, Vahainu Mardu, it's the Mardu. Amar Papa, Tarnagola, Da'agma, Asira. Tarnagolta, Da'agma, Sharya. Right? One's kosher, one's not kosher. Tosva says this does not mean the male versus the female, even though it says Tarnagola and Tarnagolta. Right? No, it's two different birds. Two different types of birds, Tosva says. Vilkan Tosva simsechas nidan dafnun. Tosva quotes a deah that argues. The males are not kosher, and the females are kosher. Unbelievable. Tosva's in nidan, nun, and base quotes a different deah there. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovet Shmuos, in Chulin, says maybe this has to do with Siman and Siba. Right, that's discussions there. But again, Tosfos has a daya there. V'simaneh, how do you remember which is kosher, which is not? Amoni velo amonit. Right, the females are the ones that are okay. Darish Maremar, Tarnagolta de Agma Asira. Why? Chazua de Daris of Achla. We saw that it was Doris. Vahainu Girusa. And this is the Girusa. So on this line, this is where Rashi says, Ra'u Chachamim, so the rest is Vochelas Vahainu Girusa. And Rashi quotes the Gerusa. We're going to have that, Beth Hashem, in a couple of weeks on Daf Kuftes, where I think it was Yalsa said to Rav Nachman, show me something that's mutter. The Gerusa is also, show me something that's mutter, parallel in Halakha. Either way, but look at Rashi. Here it is. Any bird that comes, we have to be choshesh. We thought it was kosher. That's the Rashi about Mesorah. Again, famous Rashi. Again, much discussed by all the Rishonim, by all the Achronim, the concept of Mesorah by birds. Again, there's no Mesorah by other animals because there are Simanim. There are Simanim. But here, by birds, that's the most challenging one. Fine. Amar Rav Shvor Andarpita Shari. Piruz Andarpita Aser. Again, all different types. V'simaneh, how do you remember which one? Piruz Rishia. In those days, it was a Piruz, somebody who was name of a wicked person. So that's how you remember he's the not kosher one. Amar Rav Huna, Bunya, Shari, Parva, Aser. V'simaneh, Parva, Amgusha. Parva is the sorcerer. Right? It has elsewhere, Machlokas, Rishon, and what exactly is the Amgusha? Misachas Yuma, but you remember, that's the negative one. Amar Papa, Mardu Zagid Va'achil, that's the name of a bird, Shari. Zagid Va'achil, the one bends down and eats, Aser, V'simanech, Lo Tishtachavel, El Acher, right, because the one that bends. Amar Shmuel, Shas Yechamra, Asira. The drink, though, the one that drinks, Aser, V'simanech, Shtu Yayim Sulon Avoda. Right, so again, we're trying to ways to remember different items, to remember whether they're kosher or not. V'amar Shmuel, mazga chamra, the one that mixes wine, asira, bas mazga chamra, sharia, v'simanech, yafek koach haben, mikoach ha'av, as we have had before. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with Daf Samach Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.